Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York City. And I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on an absolutely beautiful spring evening. 72 degrees outside. Summer's coming. Yay. And also the eclipses are here. The eclipses are coming in about an hour and a half as we finish the show at 7:47. There will be a big eclipse. It'll be perfecting. Actually, it's been running for a few hours over China and Russia and Tokyo and across Hawaii, of course. And it's coming to the north part of America, the west part, northwest, and Canada. So we're going to have this big eclipse. It's running. It's a long one. It's 5 hours and 53 minutes, which means that the things begun under this eclipse or taking place under this eclipse will actually last about 6 years, because we look at an eclipse to see how long its effects will be in place. And based on the time, it's a year per hour. So this one's a biggie. And what we do here on the radio show is we talk about things like the eclipse in the heavens and what that means and how you can work with it. And we also talk about how it shows up here on Earth, meaning the energy that you have choices. We always have choices about how we're going to use. Now, what eclipses do is they bring to light things that have been hidden. And this particular eclipse is a solar eclipse, which means the sun is disappearing. And in 2 weeks, there'll be a lunar eclipse, a full moon, baby. But the solar eclipse, when the sun and the moon link up from Earth's face, it looks like the sun goes away. And literally, the birds start to nest, the flowers start to close, it gets dark. All the animals think it's nighttime and they start to rest because the sun gets eaten up by the dragon's head as the moon goes across it. And in the old days, they weren't 100% sure what was going on. We now know what it is. It's an optical illusion because the moon and the sun are literally ratio to each other. 1/400th, but I never remember what 1/400th part of it is. But the moon and the sun, you know, when they line up like this perfectly, what will be left is a little ball of red around the sun, a little corona. It's called an annular eclipse. It is a full eclipse, and it's a long eclipse. And so this area of the world will be hot, meaning that's the area where we can expect things to really take place over the next 6 years. And wherever this eclipse is taking place in your chart, which is the 0 degree of Gemini, hot. So think about what that is, what degree that is in your chart. If you don't know, go to astro.com, put your chart in, it's free chart service, and they will print out your chart and then look around and find Gemini. It looks like two twin towers, because literally when Saturn was in Gemini, we had the twin towers collapse on 9/11. It's the sign of the twins. It looks like two sticks together, and then whatever zero is, whatever house that's in, that's the area that the eclipse will be taking place in your life. What eclipses do is they bring to the surface a situation that has been festering for a while, and they cause the siblings to react. It's also very karmic and feudal, meaning the energy is very primal. Eclipse energy is primal. It's like popping a boil or popping a pimple. You know, the pressure builds, and then all of a sudden, it just releases and you can't take it anymore. So this week we had a Gemini story in the news. We had a couple actually. Mary Kennedy Richardson killed herself, and her siblings went to court to say they wanted her body. They didn't want Kennedy to bury it, her estranged ex, soon to be ex-husband, not quite done yet. But because he wasn't quite done yet, he got to keep the body and bury it in Hyannis. And they wanted to bury it in their family plot. The hell with those Kennedys who'd picked on their sister for so long. Gemini, sibling story. You will be seeing sibling stories. And also two things will happen. So in the case of Chase Bank, oops, we lost some money. Then oops, we lost some more. Currently, they threw a woman under the bus who's been there 29 years. We hear Saturn when we hear 29 years. I'm thinking Jamie Dimon might be going under the bus, too, because, you know, Jimmy is James. It's a nickname. He's got to be a Gemini. And the south node on the sun is a transformation, a release. They say, okay, we're finished. Now, this eclipse actually is pretty powerful because it is a good eclipse, too. So this eclipse says for work well performed, things that you've done hard and worked hard and long on, there can be success. a culmination of sorts, a recognition of what you've accomplished. And so the Gemini Sun says, okay, you've accomplished something. And then the Moon, niking the Sun out, says, yeah, recognize it. We're starting a whole new cycle. Whenever new moons happen, we're planting a seed. Now, this is a new moon on the South Node, which has an implication of the seed being tied to, somehow, your past life karma, meaning whatever the thing is you're patching now. The South Node is our past life. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of controversy about the nodes. People go, you should never do your South Node. My feeling is about the nodes is you have to sate the node. You have to satisfy it. It needs to feel full so it can go forward and do the North Node. If you don't give the South Node what it wants, it's not happy. It's unhappy and it's whining. It gets like Handsome, my cat, does when I don't feed him. So, like, I was looking at him before a show, and I'm thinking, do I feed him before the show or after the show? And I thought, if I feed him after the show, he's going to pick a fight with Max, his fellow cat, under my feet during the show because he wants his food. And Handsome gets like that. When I am his wench. I am not his owner. I am his wench. I live to serve. I am a Virgo. What am I supposed to do but serve the cats? So I probably should feed him, you know, because otherwise there's going to be a cat fight. It's Gemini. Take the higher road. Feed the cat. Go to the higher energy. Don't with this South Node in Gemini, there is an opportunity to devolve very quickly into fighting, sibling rivalry, arguing over things. Now, honestly, if you really feel very strongly like the Richardson siblings did, that their estranged brother-in-law, who wouldn't let his wife go to Hyannis for the last 4 years, shouldn't be able to bury her there, fight for what you believe to be true. On the other hand, if the Gemini South Node brings to light a situation, a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, I was going to do this, but I didn't, especially if it involves multiple parts, take the high road, don't go south, opportunity to go south, be practical, be reliable, and give the information the person needs to also take the high road. The South Node has an energy around releasing things, around Gemini-ruled things. Gemini rules the senses. It rules eyes. It rules communications. It rules computers. It rules phones. So I had a phone die this week. It was a beloved phone, many years old. And I have a new phone that doesn't really do all the stuff. You know, I plugged it in, but it says it does a lot of stuff. But my old phone, I could press speakerphone without having it plugged into the wall, and it could do a speakerphone. It would run everything off the small electrical charge coming through the phone wire. This one needs a whole separate electrical device, which I don't really have room for, and it, like, does weird shit. So I was like, okay, I got this new phone. And, of course, you know, I do recognize it's Gemini Rising. I'm not going to really like the phone. I'm probably going to have to get another one. But the premise of Gemini is you do it once, you do it twice. The second time you get it right. Or you do it once with the idea being you're going to have to revise the plan. So I'm going to have to move some furniture and find some outlets and maybe revise the plan of where the phone sits on the desk. You know, and for a girl like me, a lot of fixed planets, not, I don't like change. You know, as my friend Julie goes to me, how many years have you been living in the same apartment? Since 1979. Okay, do you like change, Anne? No, I don't like change. So we're all going to be asked to change, too, because the South Node is mutable. There's a lot of mutable energy in the sky. There's a big mutable cross forming in the sky. There's another mutable cross forming that's imaginary with all these planets stationing at 23. Over the last few years, last few months, we had the eclipse last summer at 23 Gemini, Sagittarius. We had Mercury stop at 23 Pisces. We had Mars stop at 23 Virgo. We had Venus stop at 23 Gemini. On this eclipse, Venus is in 23 Gemini. On the eclipse in 2 weeks, Mercury is at 23 Gemini. And, of course, Saturn is at 22-23 Libra for the next month and a half till the middle of July. 2 months, really, because it's there already. So you've got all this 22-23 degrees getting really, really triggered in your chart. And for those of you who do Antishas, there's also a shadow energy running with this, because Chiron over in Pisces and Neptune over in Pisces are sitting on the shadow of Libra, okay? They're sitting on Libra's shadow. So the Chiron in Pisces is bringing up really old wounds for all of us. as he pokes at the Antitia degree of 23 Libra, which is, and if you don't know what Antitia is, think of it as there's a giant cosmic ball in the sky, and the planets all run along this track, and whatever's opposite them in the mirror is the Antitia. It's the mirroring effect. So if you have planets in the early mutables, you are looking at your shadow issues now. If you have planets in Libra, late Libra, 23, you are looking at your shadow issues around abandonment and orphaning. It's really big time. The whole goal here is evolve. Last week, Barack Obama said, "I have evolved my position," which I thought was a really nice way to phrase it. And one of my students said, yes, the new key word is evolve. And I'm like, I like evolve. Last week was pollinate. This week's evolve, okay? So the whole idea is you're going to look at people when you change your mind or when you shift your position or when you decide to not do it anymore. And you're going to look at them and you say, I have evolved. And that's a great thing for Gemini, because Gemini is always about the twins. And so twins or siblings always are looking at each other and going, he has what I want. Or, you know, not always, but a lot of times. Otherwise, they're looking at what the other one has. And, of course, we have this story of the bad siblings, Cain and Abel. Am I my brother's keeper? And then we have just general sibling story, Pollux and Castor, one immortal, one mortal. And they wanted to be reunited forever, and the gods thought this was great, so they bonded them together. So last week, Barack Obama evolved his position on gay marriage. And, of course, my feeling is you can never go wrong when you offer people more civil rights. In fact, we should have more and more rights. We should have health care by right. But at any rate, that's neither here nor there either. So Barack evolved his position. He said, yeah, I think maybe gay people should be able to get married. Now, technically, I get it from the church's perspectives. This is not about church matters. Separation of church and state, remember that in the Constitution? This is about civil rights. When you're married to someone, you can inherit their money. You can decide where you're going to bury them, like Robert Kennedy did this week. You can make decisions on their health care. You have a right of you have a lot of rights. You get their pensions. You get their Social Security. There's a lot of stuff that comes when you have marriage, civil marriage, where you're married to someone and it is recognized that you two are a team. You don't have to testify against them if they stole shit. I mean, it's a big deal. So being able to get married actually is a civil issue. It's not got anything to do with religion. And I don't really care if a church doesn't bless it or not. If the state blesses it, that's essentially because you're allowing those people to form a union that they would like to say, we love each other and we want to share. So Barack evolved. We're all evolving. Banking, Jamie said, with a little egg on our face. Greece said, the hell with all of you people. We're going to go home. We're going to take our drachmas and leave. And withdrew $4 billion from their bank accounts or something like that in small doses. But they kind of said, okay, we're going to hunker down. No worries. We got the money for the milk for the next couple weeks. It's understanding everybody right now is looking to evolve their position, to change. And of course, with Venus retrograde, what will happen is people will say, but you told me, ba ba ba. And you go, yeah, I know, I've evolved. Just say you've evolved, because changing your mind brings up their abandonment issues. Saying you really don't want to do it anymore, you committed to it, you have to. You got to get a little troublesome there in terms of how you get out of it. And so our job is to say, well, I evolved, and I think maybe I've changed my mind on that matter. And start with evolved, because evolved is a very positive word. It indicates you've thought about it. Now, they may say to you, you've devolved. you've gone back into caveman mode or cavewoman mode, and you're ruining my life. And you just have to say, I'm really sorry I'm ruining your life. But with Venus trine Saturn in Libra, in Venus in Gemini, you'll find somebody else. Play the Adele song to them, someone like you. She got dumped. She made tons of money from that guy, writing an album about it, and now she's in love with a new guy. Okay? Someone like you will come. So no penalties for changing your mind this week. No, if someone changes their mind on you and you thought something was going to happen and they've evolved and they've changed their mind, no penalties on them. Now, I will point out, Venus is retrograde in Gemini. A lot of people are going to be having second thoughts. Nothing wrong with that. The idea is full consideration for ideas. The idea for that is to say, okay, what is it that I didn't think of yet? And that's what Gemini asks us to do. It asks us to look at both sides of the story and to see what's there. Now, if you've ever watched a Gemini shop, right, they go and they pick up something and they read the whole back and they fiddle around with it and they open the box up and they look inside and then they hang it back on the shelf and they take another one. They don't take the one they've opened and played with and touched. They take a fresh one. And I have a number of Gemini friends. When I go shopping with them, I have to tell them this drives me a little crazy because they basically put their fingers all over, and I'm a Virgo. You don't go touching stuff. You leave it in its factory ceiling. But they're like, no, I have to open it. And they open the damn boxes, and they look because they like to peek inside. They like to see what's going on. And then they go, I don't really want it. They change their mind. They take another one. Same thing, different shelf behind it. It's Gemini trait. Let them change their mind. Let yourself change your mind. No penalties for, I don't wanna, I've evolved. No penalties for, I was thinking maybe, this maybe what I should do is change my mind on this. And, call it pandering, call it electioneer stuff. Point is, he's a sitting president coming out in favor of civil rights. Lyndon Johnson did the same thing in the 60s. Cost him the South for a number of years, but he said, I don't want to be on the wrong side of the issue with this, with history. And if you look at Lyndon Johnson's hand, he and his chart, he has a very firm vision about what he wanted to be remembered for. And it wasn't just taken over for the dead guy that got killed. So he did amazing legislation, Lyndon did, in terms of the time frame. He was able to get stuff done and passed. The vision is important. Ronald Reagan was in office for 8 years, and he never mentioned the word AIDS. Okay, and thousands of Americans died on his watch. Barack said, hey, civil rights, how can we be wrong if we offer rights, full citizen rights to people? Pandering? I'll go with it. I don't care. He evolved. You can evolve too. And this week, trust me, with these aspects, you're going to be asked to evolve. And that's okay. If you understand it, you'll get it and you'll go, okay, I'm evolving. Leave me alone, I'm evolving. Most important, of course, because the sun is in Gemini. We went into Gemini today. We have 30 days of changeableness. Changing. We love Gemini for that. We hate Gemini for that because they are a little unstable. But they bounce around and they are fun. We got to make the Geminis really fun. So the Mercury goes from Taurus. So we're going to look at Mercury because Mercury rules Gemini's sun. And it goes from 22 Taurus, where it is today, tomorrow, as the eclipse happened. And then it enters Gemini on May 24th on Thursday. And then it whips along in Gemini to 7. So Mercury is going almost 2 degrees a day. He is flying through the sky. And when he switches on Thursday, all the firm decisions that everybody made and said, that's it, I'm not, we're going to do this, it's for sure, for true, he shifts his mind. And he goes into Gemini, and suddenly he's a little party boy. And he goes, well, maybe. So if you got a no in the last couple of weeks about something, call them back after Thursday and ask. Say, hey, change your mind? Because 9 times out of the 10, they will. If somebody broke up with you, I had a client call. She was very upset because he did the whole, I need space, I think I want to date other people. And she said, okay, so let's take a break. And he kind of looked at her and he went, what? Take a break? And she's like, yeah, bye. And he was really devastated, but he was also, he's the one that started it with the whole, we need a little space speech. And then that was it. So she was like upset, and I said, well, call me after the 24th, because people change their mind. And they go, maybe I acted hastily. Maybe I was a little impulsive. Maybe I was really irritated at my sister and I took it out on you. Who knows? But Mercury this week, very busy. Now, when he gets to the back end, which is where he's going to be on the 21st and the 22nd, Monday, Tuesday, he has some pretty crappy aspects because he's arguing with Saturn and he's playing with Pluto and he's arguing with Neptune. So, you know, just kind of skip Monday. I mean, actually, if you can stay home and in bed, that's good advice for Monday. But then Mercury gets into a positive conversation with Jupiter, starts a new cycle of expansion, real clear about ending something that he's done with when he meets up with Admetos. And then he enters Gemini, and he's a busy little guy, squares Neptune on the 25th, so watch out for cocktails on Friday the 25th. You can get a little over the weather. And then he plays with the nodes on the 26th, connections important. And he's in the south node, so there can be losses around connections or changes in ideas. And then he's a busy bee on the 27th as he talks to Neptune and Uranus. So it's a very mercurial week. And remember, the eclipses are in, the south node is in Gemini, which makes these eclipses that we're going to be in for the next 2 weeks very roller coaster. Today it's yes, tomorrow it's no. Actually, this minute it's yes, next minute it's no. The mutable people, the OCD people, the bipolar people, the ones that are a little unstable or a little depressed are going to be bouncing off the walls. So call them up if you know one or two and say, hey, this is going to be a really volatile time this next couple of weeks. Just remember it's going to end and it'll be finished. But when the roller coaster is roller coastering you, remember to breathe because you're having a huge shift and change. The sun goes from zero of Gemini to six. He's going along in a clip a day. And he meets up with the node of fate on the 25th, which is Friday, on the south node, which indicates some kind of loss or change or some kind of shift in direction and a releasing. And also the 25th is an effort, you know, the eclipse that we're having is very much tied to success for work accomplished. So the sun squaring Neptune on the 23rd says, okay, what's the vision? Where are we headed? And then as he talks to Mercury, he's getting new ideas. So again, this is about evolving, changing your ideas, figuring out where you want to do, what you want to do. The moon this week is in Cancer and Leo. And, Cancer and Leo and Gemini today. So with Gemini, he has a closing aspect today the closing aspect is actually on Tuesday night at 6:51 with a trine to Saturn, which is positive. He enters Cancer, and then he has a closing aspect of a sextile to Jupiter, which is nice. And then on the 25th, he enters Leo with a closing aspect to Jupiter. Again, expansive. Moon squares Jupiter, but it is fun. And it also is kind of like, okay, let's expand the horizons, expand the ideas. We also have Venus working with Eris, the goddess of discord, on the 24th, so people can be a little cranky, crabby. And that's okay, you know, and Venus is also parallel Saturn, so there can be things that cost a little more than you thought they were, or maybe are a little less valuable than you thought it would be, but that's okay. It's good to understand what your expectation was versus what your experience was. And remember, we are in eclipse season, so the story that evokes, that came out last week, this week, next week, will be emotionally processed in 2 weeks, when we have the full moon as the sun opposes the moon at 14 Gemini. So we have part one, part two. This is the new moon. This is seeding the next 5 years, 6 years, 5 years and 10 months. The next one on the end of, on the 14th, is going to be culminating the story from December of 2010. Okay, so something went down that first, second week in December of 2010 that finishes up now, or culminates now, doesn't finish up. You get to see the full moon piece of it. When we watch Chiron, he's not doing a whole lot. He's got a sextile to Vesta. It's a good time to improve the home. And otherwise, not too much else going on that way with these gang. And next week, we're going to have, as we have the Venus going through, as Venus is answering to Mercury in Taurus, she's very stable through the beginning part of the week. When she shifts, when Mercury shifts signs and he enters Gemini, Venus then becomes very unstable, okay? And all the planets that Venus runs become very unstable because now they're answering to Venus in Gemini answering to Mercury in Gemini. It's a double instability. Think of it that way. Kind of multiply, two times two. It's like four or five choices. And so Venus in Gemini, just Venus in general right now, in any sign she would be in, she's ruling the signs that are in Taurus and Libra. So she's ruling Saturn, and she's also ruling Taurus. So Saturn in Libra is now answering to Venus talking to Mercury in Taurus, looking for stability. But there's an adjustment required if you want to be stable. There's a required shift in the vision, shift in the plans. That can be a little hard sometimes, you know, when you say, well, to fix this, we have to do this. So I was talking to a client who has a leak in her house, and has been investigating. You know, I said, well, go check the neighbors, because I think there might be a neighbor-wide problem, not just your house. And so she found out that the neighbors nearby have done what she's been proposed to do for like 3 or 4 times, which would suggest that the people that she bought the house from had fixed it right before they moved, which is what I had said she probably should do with her chart, because otherwise she'd be spending a lot of money on this. But the Mercury in conjunct the Saturn, what the neighbors know, what people know about things is important under this transit, because the Mercury is talking to that Saturn at the same time Venus is talking to him. So they're both kind of, you know, the image I get is, you know, siblings going to dad going, you know, he took my doll. Well, the reason I took her doll was she was beating up my train set. And dad's kind of standing there trying to figure out what to do with the squabbling. Take the higher ground, right? Now, what will happen at the middle of the week, when Mercury goes into Gemini, Dad goes out, and they're in the house fighting all by themselves. So you want to recognize the energy of fighting really picks up, because right now Dad's being asked to decide. But it really isn't about Dad deciding. It's about taking the high road, making the right choice, and doing what you know you should do, rather than what you want to do, right? And you might want to have a temper tantrum, and you might want to explain why you should get special consideration, and you might want to, but in your heart of hearts, what is the responsible path? Take that. Now, I will tell you, once Mercury goes into Gemini, all hell's going to break loose. People are not going to want to be responsible, because Gemini is very young, and it doesn't want to be responsible, and it thinks, well, they did it, so I should be able to do it too. As my mother used to say, well, if they jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge too? And on occasion, I would say yes, just because I always hated that question. But what you want to look at is when someone is talking to you and doing something, and you're looking at them and going, they're completely justifying bad behavior. You want to look at them and say, well, okay, if I lined you up in front of 10 of your favorite people and I told them what you were doing, or I put you in front of your mother or your father and I told them what you were doing, how would you feel? If I made this news public, and they'll kind of blink a little, and then they'll look at you and they'll go, yeah, all right, let me explain it a little better. Let me take that back. Let me go be responsible. Let me take a different approach and figure out how I can do this. Because part of what you're doing is you're taking a different approach to get to the bottom of what you need to get to. You're trying to, what eclipses want to do, and they so want to do this, is they want to clear out the old spaces. They want to blow up stuff that is stuck and formed deep inside of you. So this eclipse is going to blow up some stuff. When it blows it up, look and say, hey, that's actually good. I'm glad that got blown up, because now I don't have to do it anymore. Or look and say, you know, I better guard this, because there's treasures here, and it's important to me to hang on to it even if it is blown up. And you can go either way. Remember, Gemini, and you may have both thoughts in your head at the same time. Gemini is the choice, and Gemini is the con artist. Gemini also is the marketplace. So if you're the con artist trying to steal the jewelry from the jewelry store and the window breaks, you got a great opportunity. If you're the merchant who's trying to sell the jewelry and the window breaks, you're not so happy, right? Because your jewelry can all get stolen. It's understanding we're facing a choice about how we want to evolve. And you always want to choose towards the light. You want to go higher. It's so, so easy and so tempting at times like this to go low. But you got to look at yourself in the mirror the next day. And the reason you're going low is tied to a soul wound that you really need to pass and grow out of. And that's the message for the week ahead. So this is Ann Ortley, the British Lady Spoke. Show's over. Man, this goes fast. And I will all talk to you next week. It is Memorial Day. I am going to be away for Memorial Day weekend, so I will do a delayed, probably I'll actually do an early broadcast rather than a late broadcast, because I plan on partying on, I plan on partying next Saturday night, and I might not be able to call in, or I'll call in drunk, which wouldn't be very much fun. So anyway, for those of you who are going to be in UAC, you know, astrologers listening to this, I'm going to be there. It's taking place in New Orleans in a couple of days. So look me up, come up and say hi, you know, how are you? And let's have a hurricane, not a real one, like a drink. Well, actually, I don't think I'm going to drink the hurricanes because they sound like people get really hungover on them. But I'll have a glass of white Zinfandel with you. And take care. Have a great week. And all of you, watch the eclipse. Remember to evolve, to choose higher rather than lower. You can totally do this. Your whole soul is waiting for you to pick properly. Take care. Bye-bye.